Welcome to the Faith Renewed podcast. I'm Pastor Terry Rogers, and I want to thank you for listening to this message. If you want to learn more about Faith Renewed, check us out online at faithrenewed.org. Amen. Amen. Galatians 5, verse 19. I want to jump there. I want to read a few verses as we continue a series called Fruitful. But verse 19, it says, "Now the works of the flesh are evident." Now, this is very encouraging stuff. "Which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelry, and the like." That was fun. Wow. "Of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But," I like that. Amen. How many knows that's not God's plan for you? Amen. "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." We're in a series called Fruitful, and we've been looking at the fruit of the Spirit, and I tell you, I love it. I just love what God has been showing us, and I just learned that today, actually our kids' ministry is also studying the fruit of the Spirit. Did not know when this was planned that they were doing that, but is that not cool? So have conversations with your kids if you have them back there. Talk about the fruit of the Spirit with them. Amen? Do that. It's so good. But last week, we talked about love. Amen? And I love love. I just think, it's, again, it's such a beautiful word. And there's so much, man, again, and it's who God is. And we learned last week, first of all, that we are too loved. I'm telling you, man, it is just so good, man. He loves us so much. We're too loved to the point and the fact that where it's just like he does like crazy stuff, like grace stuff that makes no sense, that he does things for us that we can't even deserve in no way. That's how much he loves us. And we also learned that we are to love. Amen? That as a result of being loved by God, we are to love others. And it's so important. And that flows as we jump into the second fruit of the Spirit called joy. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, "Man, you need some more joy." Tell them, say, "You need some more joy in your life." You could use some more. Just raise your hands right now. If you could use some more joy in your life, amen, raise your hands. It's okay. It's cool to be honest in church. We're going to find out, man, you can have all you want. And then some, amen, because joy is so important, and joy does so much in our lives. Joy is one of those things that we should walk in, that people should see in our lives, that we're not those people who will, like, when they see us at the store, like duck and dodge and run and run the other way. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, man, you at Target, you at Walmart, and you see somebody. And when you see them, you like hoping they didn't see you. And you kind of like easing on around the bread aisle and just trying to get away, hoping that you don't run into them. Because, listen, it just seems like they want to pull on your joy and they want to take it from you. And something like, man, that don't ever happen. People may be ducking from you. I don't know. Amen, amen. I don't know. I hope not. And listen, you better not be ducking from me. I'll find you. If I see you in the street, I will hunt you down. But listen, joy is so important. And so I want to give you a few things this morning, and each one's different because, listen, the first thing of joy I want to give you this morning is this. I want to tell you what joy is not. Because we often get this confused. I want to tell you what joy is not. Secondly, I'm going to tell you what joy is. And thirdly, I want to tell you what can produce joy in your life. And so as we jump into this today, number one thing is, the very first, what joy is not. Number one, joy is not based on our circumstances. Come on, this is huge. Joy is not based on our circumstances. I'm not talking about happiness. I'm not talking about I'm happy, all right? Because listen, things can happen and circumstances can come your way and you may not be happy because of something you're going through. But listen, that's a different thing. Don't get it twisted. There's a big difference between our happiness and our joy. There's a big difference in those two. And so listen, our circumstances do not have to control our joy. It's so important. I was reading an email that had a list of some church bulletin bloopers. I don't know if you grew up in church, we have bulletins. Most stuff's digital today, how we make announcements. But church bulletin bloopers, it read like this. They wrote this. This was in the thing. It was actually the pastor's last Sunday with them. Apparently, some people were happy because the bulletin read this way. The pastor will preach his farewell message, and after which the choir will sing, "Break Forth into Joy." Name of the song. Now, yeah, so I remember that song. Break forth into joy. They'll sing that after pastor preaches. Listen, I want you to understand, listen, joy is more than a feeling. It's not something that has to be based off of our circumstances and our situation. Joy is a place where we come to the realization in God's favor and his grace in our life. And we understand that happiness may have been a little bit determined by my circumstance, but I can have joy regardless. Amen. I can have joy no matter what's coming my way. And even the meaning, the word itself, comes from the Greek word chara, which comes from the other Greek word charis, which is the word grace. Amen. And so listen, I want you to understand that for us, joy is a grace gift. Joy is something that God graciously gives to us. And it is a beautiful thing. When I think about just even that word joy, my mind goes many places, as it may be yours. But I think about elephants when I think about joy. Somebody like, is the pastor okay? Well, y'all, we need to pray for him. He's struggling. No, listen, I don't know. Did anybody go to the Greenville Zoo back when Joy was there? Does anybody remember Joy? Joy was an elephant who was at the Greenville Zoo since like 1977, was there for like 35 years. And again, just so cool. I remember going, seeing Joy when I was little. And I remember something really cool. We actually took our daughter, Faith, for some of you know, she's one of our kids' pastors, and she's back there ministering today. But we took her when she was about 2.5 years old. And when she was about 2.5 years old, we took her to the Greenville Zoo, and we loved it. One of her favorite things in the whole entire zoo was Joy. It was just awesome. She was like, she just loved it. I just remember holding her, and I feel like I'm holding Ellie, and I feel it just looks like, just like Faith. It's scary sometimes that when I'm holding her. But I remember holding Faith, 2 years old, 2.5, and she's looking at Joy, and it's just smiling. So we did something, you know, we were young, didn't buy a whole lot of souvenirs and those types of things, wasn't in the position to, but we were like, we went big, man. We bought Faith a Joy souvenir that was a little elephant about this big, and it actually was a necklace that she could wear around her neck. That's right, it's cute. I'm gonna cry, man, thinking about this. But I remember, and it was so cool. We'd go up to her, and we'd look at her, and we would take the little necklace, and I'd tell her, you know something? That looks like Joy. And in her little voice, she said, it is Joy. It is Joy. And I just, oh man, we still have it. I actually still have the souvenir. And we didn't let her keep it. Amen. And you'll find that out later when you get, you know, it's how it works. But it is joy. You know where I want you to get to? You know where God wants you to get to? That regardless of the circumstances and the things that are happening in your life, people look at you and say, you know something, that looks like joy. And you can tell them, you know something, it is joy. That's what it is. Yeah, everything's not going my way. Everything is not going like I want it to go. It may not be lining up like I hope it would, but you know something, what I still got? I still got joy. Nobody can take it. The world didn't give it. World can't take it. I still have joy. So listen, it is something that God gives us, and it's not based on our circumstances. And it is something that we must do, activate in our life. He tells us in Philippians 4, he said to do this, rejoice in the Lord, when? Always. And he said it again, because he was like, man, some of us are maybe not the quickest. Again, I say, rejoice. And if he says stuff more than once, he's serious. And listen, he says to rejoice. And so rejoice happens when we understand we've been given joy and we recycle it. We continue to use it over and over and over. And God has so much joy in that he wants to make available to you. And today, listen, regardless of what's going on, regardless of what's happening in your circumstances, you can still have joy. Amen. Tell your neighbor, regardless of the circumstance, you can have joy. Amen? Joy is not based on our circumstance. But what is joy? Number one, regardless of the name we see, again, not based on our circumstance. Number two, joy is only found in Jesus. That's it. Joy is, I'm talking about true joy. I'm not talking about happiness. I'm talking about true joy is only found in Jesus. Now, if the stores can already put out decorations, I can already, for Christmas, and it's scary, it's already here, they're already putting them out, I can use this passage. Go to Luke chapter 2. Go to Luke chapter 2. I know this is your Christmas passage, and we're not supposed to use it in August. But listen, Luke chapter 2, I want you to see this. This is what Jesus is. This is what he brought with him. This is who he is. Luke 2 verse 10 says, "Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of,'" say that, "'great joy, which will be to all people.'" Love it. "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." You know what God came to bring? You know what he comes to give you? Great joy. Not just joy like, man, again, associated in our understanding in the natural. It's great joy, and it comes through the person of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, and it's something that we can walk in. It is something that we can have in our life. And I'm telling you, man, Jesus' joy is the best. I mean, Jesus' joy is the best. And no matter what is happening, no matter what's going on, the joy that he brings, I'm talking about the joy that comes through salvation. And if you've been saved, listen, you know what came with that? Joy. That's what happens in our life. And when David did this, when David failed in Scripture, we saw him murder, commit adultery, treason. He said in Psalms 51, in a prayer to God, he came back, he said, "God, I want you to restore the joy of my salvation. I want to get back to the place where, man, me and you," and I remember that feeling, that joy, that something so much greater than what I'm facing. And it's something that when we understand that joy comes in Jesus, we understand that no one can take it. Listen, nobody can have it. Nobody can take Jesus from me. I don't care what's going on, what's happening. Nobody can steal my joy when it's based in Christ and when it's founded in him, regardless of what's going on. I remember a story. I love my granny, and that's what we called her, Granny. And I know people now have cooler names, but Granny was Granny. And I remember going to Granny's house, and I remember, man, just as a little boy, she had an apple tree in her backyard. Oh, man. And it was incredible. She would take those apples. She would cut them up. She would lay them out on a screen. Some of y'all, man, like, why is Pastor right now about to just fall over? Because I remember this. She would lay those apples out on the screen, and they would dry out. And then she would take those apples, and she would make things like fried apple pies. And if you ain't had a fried apple pie from Granny, dude, you're missing out. And it's one of those, like, when you bite into it, the stuff just squirts out. And I mean, glory, just sending. It's beautiful. And I remember the neighbors, though, that was in the mill village that she lived in, there was some neighbors that used to come over and rob and steal and take apples from her tree. Now, listen. I'll go over, I would be cutting the grass out. I'd tell her, man, what's going on. And I was like a little redneck kid. And I was ready to fight, you know, the neighbors. You know, like, granted, they stealing your apples. They coming over here. And she was listening. She said, "No, they can't take that from me. They can't steal that from me." And it was something so beautiful, man. She had the love of Jesus in her. And she said, "You know something? They may need it more than we do." And it was wild, man. She just kept giving it. And I remember it just as a boy cutting grass, her grass, and getting around that tree sometimes, and there would just be apples all over the ground. And I'm going, wait a minute. People's taking these things. She's using them. I'm eating them till my stomach hurt. And there were just so many more. It was because she realized something, man. You can't come steal this. I'm just going to give this, and I'm just going to flow, let this out. And her joy wasn't based on any circumstances. Listen, it was based on the love that she had, and she had a love for Jesus, and it just flows through. Listen, I promise you today, if you have Jesus, man, you have all the joy you'll ever need. You have it all. It's all available to you. And so listen, joy is only found in Jesus. So tell your neighbor, I know I'm trying to make sure everybody stays away. Listen, say, quit looking other places. Come on, say, quit looking other places. It's only found in Jesus. Third and final one this morning. Listen to this. This is so important. This is how we get more. And this is fun. Number three, pruning. produces joy. Some of y'all are like, come on, Pastor, end on a better note than that. No, this is good. I promise you, this is so important. Pruning produces joy in our life. And this is what Jesus wants for you. He wants you, he said, to be fruitful, full of fruit, have more joy in your life. This is what he has for you. We spent time in John earlier in this series, and I want to go back to John 15 real quick, and I want us to look at verse 1 of John 15, and this is the passage we read. Listen, he's the vine, we're the branches, we abide in him. That was what we talked about a few weeks back. I want you to look at what is also said in this very same passage. In John 15, verse 1, he says this: I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. And every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Listen to what he does. But every branch that bears fruit, he prunes. He prunes that it may bear more fruit. You know what he wants to get you to a place to where you're fruitful. He wants you to have so much, like, ma'am, there, no matter, even if somebody comes and tries to steal it and people try to come in and mess with it, there's just so much joy laying all around underneath your tree. And, man, you eating fried apple pies of joy. You got so much good things happening. Nobody can take that from you because, listen, he wants it to be full in your life. But he uses something. He says he does something here, and it's called prunings. Your version may say purges. It's where he does this, where he cleans things. It may be a time, listen, where God may be wanting to do this. He may be wanting to remove and to take some things and to clean some things off and remove some things from you. And some of you like are fighting to hang on to stuff, man, that you should be let go of. And so listen, he wants to remove those things and to clean you, to use you. He says on down in verse 9, let's keep reading John 15. He says, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. And he said, abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you. This is so beautiful. And he said, and that your joy may be full. He wants you to be fruitful. He wants your joy to be full. And he says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No, we simplify this by saying this, man. He wants us to be obedient. He wants us to do like what we want our kids to do when we tell them to do something. We want them to do it. Amen? You know what I'm talking about. We want them to do it. And listen, we've kind of pulled away from stuff today to like, man, because I don't want nobody telling me what to do. You know, listen, he gives us commandments. He gives us things that asked of us to do certain things in our life because it brings protection to our lives. It's one of the things it does. He brings protection for us. I remember growing up, my house, there were two smaller houses on the same property of the house I grew up in. And one of them had a flat roof, and it wasn't real tall. And we used to climb up on the oil drum. We used to heat with oil back in the day. Y'all know nothing about that. We climb up on the oil drum, then climbed up on top of the roof of the house, and we used to jump off. It was awesome. I mean, it was incredible. I mean, again, it tells you how it wasn't that high. I wanted to do that on my parents' house. I mean, and they had a, you know, big attic, large, taller home, and I thought I could do it. I'm serious. I thought I could do it, and I wanted to do it, and I asked permission for me to allow my parents to allow me to get up on top of their house and jump off. And they were like, son, no, you can't jump off our house. And that, I mean, I got so frustrated, I bought a $6 million man did it. No, who's a $6 million man? Look it up. Spider-Man did it. And I'm like, I think I can do it too. And you know something? I could have done it at least once. Some of y'all gonna get that when you get home. Amen. I could have done it at least one time. But you know what they told me? They said, you can't jump off our roof. And I used to get so frustrated about that because I really believed I could do it. But you know why they said no? Because they love me, want to protect me, want to keep me from danger. Didn't want to visit me in the hospital. And there are things that God is asking of you to do, and they're saying things that he's saying not to do. And there are things that, listen, as we walk into that and walk in obedience, and as we walk into what he's called us to do, listen, it takes us to a place where we step into fulfilling the purposes and the plan that God has for us. It's incredible. And so when we see this, when we understand that Jesus is calling us into something more, and it's just simple obedience. It's just simply just him saying, man, walk in these things, trust in these things, do what I've asked you to do. And it takes us to a place where we step into where we actually do this. We fulfill the purpose and the plan that he has. Because this is what Jesus said, that we see what Jesus did for us. In Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2 are such a beautiful, beautiful, man, passage. I encourage you, spend some time in Hebrews. So good. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 says this, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. Do you understand this? For the joy that was set before him, he went through the most brutal thing that anyone could go through. That's how much, again, he loved us. It was because of the joy that was coming, because of obedience. And he did this. He suffered, man, the worst death. He was beaten, he was broken, he was bruised, and he gave his life for us. And he said this, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You know what this means for us? This is what happens. When we step into the place of pruning with God, listen, it's not, he's just not trying to tear us up and tear us down. He's trying to take us to a place where maybe it's time to remove some things or step into a place of obedience to where he can do this, where we can fulfill the purposes in our life that produces joy that is so incredible. And the Bible uses words like joy unspeakable, full of glory. And he can do that in and through each of us today in this room. So I want you to do this. I want you, if you would, to stand with me. And as you stand, I just want you to just immediately go right now, if you would, to just go to a place in God to where you quit and you don't look around, you don't worry about anyone else. You can just do this. You can just do it by closing your eyes, by bowing your head, by just today, just coming before the Lord and asking this question. Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me? Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me? And I do this every week because, listen, I never want you just to come to a church service and just worship a little bit or hear somebody sing a song. Let's open up the Bible and read some passages. I want you to hear from God. And I want the Holy Spirit to speak to you, and he will, and he is. And we ask him this, Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me? What are you speaking into my life today? You know, for some of you, listen, he may be saying this. Listen, I want you to come home to me. I want you to come home to me. You know you've pulled back. You know you've pulled away. And you're looking around and you're asking, where's the fruit? Where's the joy? Where are these things at? And it's because maybe you've pulled back and gotten disconnected. Listen, today all you have to do is come to him. It's joy unspeakable. It's endless supply. So much grace. So much that he wants to do today in your life. Listen, for some of you, you may have never surrendered to the Lord. Today, I want you to do this. If you haven't surrendered your life to Jesus, this is a day of salvation for you. I would love to introduce you to Jesus. We have people standing at the back in our care room area near the connect area who would love to talk with you, pray with you, introduce you to Jesus. Or if you just need someone, man, just to minister to you, you can step back there. But we also do it this way here. We come to the altar. We come together. We're a family, man, and we believe this. Listen, there's never a time we should be embarrassed. Just come down to God's altar. We never should be a time we pull back from that. I know the enemy would love to cause you to pull back from that, but listen, we can come into his presence. We can come together. We can pray and we can talk to the Lord, and God works in our lives. I've just seen it over and over and over. So your heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I want to just speak this Romans 15 today over you, verse 13. It's been a prayer this week. And it says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. So Father, today, I just pray you'll just fill our people today, Lord. Your people, your children, God. Fill them, Lord, with all joy and peace. And believing, Lord, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, man, just receive that right now. Listen, if you want more joy in your life, I'm going to ask you just to do this. Just lift up your hands to the Lord. I just want to just pray that over you one more time. If you want more joy in your life, you want to abound in it. You want to be filled with this today. Just right there where you're at. Just lift up your hands to the Lord. Just want to speak that over you one more time. Yeah. Hands throughout raised. Listen, don't keep your hands down. Listen, if you want more joy in your life, you need that today. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Wow. Listen, I want to listen right now, regardless of your circumstance or situation, and not allowing the enemy to steal your joy one more day, not allowing the enemy to take something from you. Listen, because you understand, listen, it's based in Christ, as God. It's based in Christ. It's based in the Spirit. It's based in who He is. Listen, if you want more joy in your life, I'm going to ask you to do this. If you raise your hand or if you know you should have, if you just want more of Him in your life, I'm going to ask you just to step back from where you're at. And I'm going to ask you to do this. Listen, just right now. Just don't even wait on them to start singing. Right now. People, just right now. If your heads are bowed, eyes are closed, you can continue to pray. But listen, if you want more joy in your life, ease out from around that person near you. Just say, excuse me. Step out and just come. And I just want to pray this verse over you one more time. Before they sing, I just want to speak this verse over you one more time. If you raise your hand, I'm going to ask you just to step out now and just begin to come. I'm going to speak this verse over one more time over those who are here. Then we're going to do this. We're just going to come around. We're just going to pray together as a family. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. We're going to worship the Lord. And the grace of God, the peace of God, the joy of the Holy Spirit is just going to be filling in this place today. And it's going to move in your life. Just right now where you're at, just now as you come, just one more time, I ask you just to bow your heads, close your eyes, just lift your hands up in just a receiving mode to God. I'm going to speak the word over you. I trust the word of God. I trust that it will not return void. It accomplishes, the Bible says. So, Father, right now, I just thank you right now that may the God of hope fill with all joy and peace in believing, Lord, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit right now. Yeah, right now, just as your hands are raised, as your head's bowed, as you're in receiving mode right now, just say, Father, I receive more joy right now. Regardless of my circumstances right now, God, I step into it. Yeah, Lord, so that others see it. Yeah, so that others recognize it. And so that they know, Lord, where my joy comes from and who my joy is in. Yes, amen. Thank you, Father. Yes, thank you, Jesus. I know there are many here right now, but I'm going to ask you to do this, church family. I want to ask you to do this, to step out and just come and gather around each one of these just together. I just want a connection with each person who's down here this morning. I don't want to see one person by themselves. So I know a prayer team was here first service. There's some still here second service. I want you to come. If you're just part of the family and you believe in prayer, you believe in just what God's doing in this house, I'm going to ask you to come. You don't have to be a member, but if you just believe in trust and you believe in the power of prayer, just come. Just gather around these. Just work your way through. Just work your way through and just come and just place your hands on their shoulders. And I just want you to do this. Just release the joy of God through you. Just release that today. Listen, we're the branches. He's the vine. He's the source. But we're the branches that He uses. Remember, let's never forget it. We're the branches that He flows through. We're the source of the fruit that it just flows through us. So right now, just as each person just gathered, this is so beautiful. God is so pleased with this right now. Yeah, this is so good. So good. Now just begin to release that over them.
Thanks again for listening to this message. We hope it's been a source of encouragement for you. If you need prayer, would like to support this ministry through your financial giving, or just want to learn more about Faith Renewed, please stop by faithrenewed.org.